Meeting is now being recorded.
So thank you all for joining the new Grammy GP call with the integration panel on 10th of July 2018. We have Dr. Ajay Data, Akanksha, Akshat, Asmus, Kuldeep, Mark Blanchet, Michelle Suniat, Pawan Aja, Rajiv Kumar, Shanmugam, Veena, Will Than, and Neha on the call so far, and we have a few more people who may be joining. So this call was organized so that we have a discussion. The integration panel discovered a technical issue in implementing implementing variants for some of the scripts. So that was one of the issues. I guess there was feedback on at least three scripts, Devanagari, Tamil, and Malayalam. So we would want to discuss that. And then there was another minor feedback on variants, which were single cross-script variants between scripts, which were single letters between Odia and Malayalam, and one with the between Telugu, Kannada, and Sinhala. So we would want to discuss those two items today. I guess we will perhaps start with a very short statements both from IP side and BGP side, and then we can go into a more detailed discussion. So maybe a very short statement from to start with IP, and then a very short statement from NBGP, and then we can go into a more substantive discussion based on those comments. So maybe I'd invite Asmus to make a very short comment first, and then go on to Dr. Data or Akshay.
Our statement is very brief. We say hello, and we would welcome to hear what the issues are, and now we're listening.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Please go ahead, Dr. Data.
Hello. Thank you, IP, for joining this call. Very, very important. Thanks to close today, as discussed. And we have our champions on this call to close this issue as described by Sarmat. So by not making it very lengthy and not repetitive call, can we have a protocol of one issue taken by Sarma, by Akshat, and then every script person can say yes, no, resolved, not resolved, and close this. Akshat.
Shall I go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead, Akshat.
Yeah, hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to wherever you are joining this call from. This is Akshat. I have been part of the Devanagari and Gujarati SGR mainly. And for Devanagari SGR per se, there was a quite sizable feedback in terms of variants that was shared by the integration panel. Given the fact that Devanagari SGR is covering many languages at once, and there are many variants which actually overlap with one another, it is definitely a bit complicated SGR from variants point of view. And there was a detailed document shared by the integration panel for discussing the same. And within that, there were 3 to 4 various kinds of issues that were discussed. And for each of the issues that integration panel had discussed, there was a possible, there were possible options which NBGP can take, and repercussions of taking each of the options were also discussed. And within that, while going through that, it was felt that there is need for a bit more discussions on that, probably if we get to hear it from the ISP directly, or if there is a direct discussion on how certain things can be resolved. We thought that that would enable us to take choose between one of the options. And anything and everything that came to my mind, I have tried to put in the document that I just shared a couple of hours before this call began, and that is the document that we can see over here. So I can go in details. So there are mainly three main things that are there, which probably we would definitely like to hear from the integration panel. And then there are a couple of specific issues regarding Devanagari LGR. So if permitted, I would like to go by each of the individual issues, or I'll again leave it to Dr. Sarmad or Dr. Data to guide how do we proceed ahead with this.
Akshat, this is Sarmad. As this document was very recently shared, people may not have actually had time to read through it. So it may actually be very useful if you could just very quickly summarize the three points you've made, and then we can take it from there. And for those, go ahead, Asmus.
I think the issues should be taken, even if we haven't seen it, they should be taken one at a time. That is, they're separate enough that we don't need to overload our memories with trying to cover all of them in an overview.
Sure.
So let's just take them. Take the transitivity establishment question.
All right. So Akshat, can you very briefly summarize the first one, and then we go into a discussion on that?
Stop.
You are so close to the microphone that we can't hear a word.
Akshat, there is a voice breaking. Can you please check your signal and everything?
Yeah, is it any better?
It's now better now.
Yeah. Related to the transitivity, we already, in the LGR, we hardcode the transitivity by mentioning a variant pair in both the directions. I'm fuzzy about the terminology over here, but we established, if I'm not wrong, the trivial transitivity in the LGR. However, given the fact that there could be intermappings of one pair of variants with another, that kind of necessitates that the transitivity may need to be established even beyond the trivial transitivity. And within that, in that particular context, there is a substantial feedback that has come from the integration panel. And it goes on to discuss various possibilities of whether we really need to get into the explicit transitivity discussion mentioning in the LGR, or we can leave out some of them just because it really doesn't matter and everything works out to satisfy the index variant calculation. So one of the things that came to my mind was in terms of transitivity was instead, again, then there are many issues interrelated. And the entire transitivity discussion also is linked with the index variance calculation. But I'll keep that as a separate and not make it part of this discussion. One of the options that came to my mind was, here we are being a bit fuzzy about the way we mentioned transitivity in the LGR. We kind of somewhere require the transitivity to be established, somewhere we are okay not to get it explicitly mentioned, given the code points and nature of the variants which are part of variant set. So my question was that if we can we handle this programmatically and by default make the transitivity to be in full compliance, so it will be automated manner, only the LGR specification mentions a pair and probably it goes on to mention possible sets, and the transitivity calculation happens within programmatically within the RAM and within the memory, and then it probably can be generated out in a separate document or something. and which kind of eliminates the need for manual transitive mapping of various variants. Of course, there could be cases where transitivity is not desired. So instead of hard coding the specific transitive cases, we might be better off coding the wherever there is no need of specific transitivity. Taking this approach, as I see, could eliminate the need for manual assessment of the cases whenever new variant pairs are added, because every time that there was a discussion from the integration panel that to take a particular, for example, in case of Devanagari, no change path, we have been required to do a certain set of analysis, and that will say that, okay, we can we are better off doing not any change in this particular case. So that can be eliminated. Also, if we do that, where we are always in understanding that there is a full transitivity in force, that might bring up, without any uncertainties while debugging any particular issue when actually the LGR will be in production time and something needs to be investigated or something. So that's the part about transitivity from my side.
Okay. Okay, if I give a brief response.
Please.
Yes, please go ahead, Desmond.
So we need to distinguish two different types of transitivity. That is the thing that we learned from doing the analysis. There is a transitivity on the code point level, and that transitivity is a required feature of the LGR as defined in the procedure document. And then there is in most cases, a transitivity on the code point level also automatically brings a transitivity of variant labels. The exception are the cases that we discussed in the context of Devanagari when there's a certain overlap of variant sequences. Now, when it comes to specifying LGRs, at the moment we're limited to the features found in RFC 7940. And unfortunately, RFC 7940 has absolutely none, ability to specify an undesirable transitive mapping. It turns out on the code point level, there are no undesirable transitive mappings because on the code point level, full transitivity is required by the procedure. So at least for the root zone, we have no choice there. What we are doing on the IP end is that we are using a tool that automatically, anytime an LGR is opened, it calculates whether the LGR is transitive on the code point level. And if not, it does precisely what you were saying. It calculates the required additional mappings needed to make it transitive. And then it puts those into the LGR and marks them as a comment so you can tell additions done by the script. I mean, script in the computer sense, a program. So, in fact, we are kind of doing this, but we think that when it comes to the code point level, it is appropriate for the transitivity to actually be spelled out in the XML document as it is being reviewed, because we found there are places. For instance, the Unicode consortium puts out a list of contusables that are not specified as either symmetric or transitive. And it turns out people do not know how to review this kind of partial data because they are not able to visualize the symmetric or transitive mappings in their heads when they're reviewing documents. So they're always surprised that additional code points are mapping other than the ones listed. So I would say from an IP perspective, we feel both to stay with the system of listing transitive mapping. We have no technical alternative, but we think that it is definitely the case that these need to be mechanically verified, and nothing prevents a generation panel from using a tool draft things internally in an asymmetric way and have the tool then go and complete the set. So that is the aspect of code points variant. When it comes to label variant labels being transitive, it turned out, as we've discussed in our document, there are certain cases of combining sequences that may result in, or do result, not just may, do result occasionally in variant that's not being transitive. And in some cases, such non-transitivity is needed to be addressed. The Nuxa case was one, for instance, where we lost transitivity in a way that really destroyed the ability to process things. In other cases, as you have noticed, and we have noticed, as things happen to just work out, and we are not to resolve on our end what level we think additional mapping could be required in order to in the LGR in order to make the variant label sets transitive, especially in cases where by various accidents things already work out. That is a thing that we are still working on. You will have noticed in our document there's a number of places where we are saying further review needed, because one of the reasons we want further review is because adding additional mappings in some cases is not without cost. We have found that in certain cases, if you were to add the result would introduce some irregularities in the common LGR. We can go into that if that needs to be discussed here, but I just want to point out that's one of the reasons why we didn't immediately come out and say everybody must add all sorts of mappings to make variant label also formally trend. That's, I think, enough for me. Let me ask anybody else from the integration panel want to add anything to this point?
Just Michel. The only thing I would add is that this is really related also to the index discussion. So we may want to have at least some approach of why the index is part of this discussion.
Let's take that index thing maybe we can set up next. It's the third one in the document, but Arfet, do you think we can talk about that next?
Sure, we can take that up also.
Okay. Do you have at this moment any further questions from the generation panel as to IP's understanding of the issue? Sensitivity issue.
Yeah, I kind of get the requirement of it being like on code point level, we make it transitive, and then at the sequence level, there could be some issues. And I, if I'm not wrong, if there is still some churning out going on in the integration panel, and if we can see some other alternatives also, I guess we would rather wait for them. And I'll not go press for further on this point.
Okay. But just to be clear, we're not necessarily thinking there are additional options compared to the ones on the side. It's more likely that we haven't decided whether we want to recommend one particular option and why. I should also note, just in passing, we are looking into various steps for mechanically identifying issues with labeled variant label transitivity. However, that is proving to be more complex, much more complex than issue with code point transitivity. Code point transitivity is relatively straightforward, yes, by comparison. So we may label transitivity. We may not escape having to do a manual review of the LGRs like we did. So let's go on and talk about index variant generation. Akshat, your issues with that?
Yeah. So the third point in the list actually is the index variant calculation. And about that particular thing, I guess if we see this transitivity discussion, then need for establishment of script boundaries and index variant calculations, these three are really quite interrelated, and solution on one front can definitely affect some aspect of the other one. And here what I thought was related to index variants was index variant mechanism itself is indeed ingenious, and that solves problems in much efficient manner. However, if we, I could be totally out of the line here, but if I'm not wrong, we are at this point, this process is mainly about GTLD levels, and those could be a few thousands, and if we include variants, it could run in a few lakhs or hundreds of thousands, a few tens of thousands probably. And if we the other alternative to index variant calculation, which is quite straightforward and is a brute force way of introducing variants, like every label you generate all the possible variants, and every time a new label comes, you just validate it against the set of registered labels and all the possible variants, and you just get away with the variant calculation that way. Then that is, in my opinion, doable, because we are not looking at many labels. This process is quite straightforward, as we won't then come into all the index variant and a particular variant pair not getting reached through index mechanism. So that can also be solved, and this will make it quite easy to in the beginning. Probably when we have entire understanding about probably 1 year down the line or something, when things would be more or less frozen, we can probably anyway resort back to an index variant kind of mechanism, where we'll actually be having a look at the definitive data in front of us and then introduce this efficient mechanism. But to begin with, we just go on with the basic vanilla, generate all the possible variants and keep them to be matched further for others. Is that a good alternative to begin with? And again, I would again like to add that this index variant mechanism is not solely to be looked at as a variant matching mechanism. It's all interrelated to one another. It probably solves another problem at, in terms of script missing and transitivity as well.
Okay, so let me give you a quick response. The this assumption we need to very carefully deal with is the IP operates under the assumption, which if not strictly enforced, then most likely correct in practice, that the LGRs, once they are created, basically will not change. One of the reasons, A, they have a very strong eligibility requirement. And second, the chance that we get this kind of worldwide group of panel to be recreated again in the future is on the global scale very unlikely. So we have a one-time chance to get it right. That means if we create an LGR that makes it impossible, logically impossible, to calculate correct index variance, then we're stuck with such an LGR. So that's an assumption that we're making. I think that is a reasonable assumption in the logistics of this effort and the cost of this effort so far. It is just not something we can go and do over. The second part is we have discovered in testing some of the scripts, not necessarily the Abrahamic scripts, but some other scripts, it is quite easy to produce a certain script, some label, where an individual test label will have a million variants. We have found that sometimes in this particular case, absolutely not reasonable, even given for a one-time sort of like registration. What we have heard is with relatively short of test labels, in some scripts, we had overnight. Now, we probably advise them perfectly, but you get the idea. In the registration case, you don't want to have something where the response time is measured in hours. So I think there is effectively no way around making sure it index variant. And what we discovered with our analysis is that it is possible to predict in an LGR whether the index variant mechanism will work or whether it will not work, because our analysis that we have worked out the cases. And it may be possible at some point to do this kind of analysis on a mechanical basis, where you can open an LGR run and have a mechanical answer whether index variance calculation is possible or not. So based on that, the IP's position upon reading your suggestion would, I think, be that we rather don't see any viable alternatives to the current approach that's based on index variance. But I will let some other IP member input. Anybody want to add to my remarks?
Yes, I agree on the index, position. I for sure think that is unfortunate that it's not defined in the RFC itself, but it's really a way that we have to enforce to calculate confusability using index variance.
I should like to add that we think one way the root zone project is going to be used is as a model for the second level, on the second level, you certainly do not have just a table.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Sorry, I thought you had finished.
Mark, please.
The time calculation, spending like hours to calculate. Or a TLD application, which takes like
you know, a process that takes, you know, years, could be in some ways, you know, quote, quote, acceptable, you know, ICANN could, or whoever could tolerate, you know, debate the variance and verify the thing. However, it's clearly not, you know, operational really, because it just doesn't scale very much the more we do this. And as you said, Esmus, in some ways, those kinds of NGR could be or possibly other places, level domains. So the point here is evident if it could be tolerable for TLD application, in practice, it doesn't make any sense and we should not accept those kinds of issues because it would just blew out of our faith.
Yelp from the IP. Okay, Akshat?
Yeah, actually, Asmus, I had one follow-up question on that. So when you said why we are not doing it the other way, where we do it the vanilla and go all variant registration mode first and then resort to index variant mechanism at a later date, because there could be a possibility that in the end we might have a variant state which will make it reaching all the index variants impossible. But if I'm not wrong, that case actually arises only if we keep the transitivity open-ended or not definitive in a certain manner. If we keep transitivity as probably a given for at least for the cases that we know that they are definitely have to be transitive, I really don't think there would be a case where we won't reach in for a given pair of, for a given label to reach the index label. Do you think that is a valid assumption?
So just to give you an idea, the simple case of the Nukta in Devanagari, it turns out to be if it's unmodified, makes index variance absolutely impossible.
But Nukta, in my so the way I define all the other variants and Nukta variants is a specific case. Because Nukta is a regenerative variant, it's kind of a recursive variant where one variant is part of the other one. So there is anyways a different mechanism needed to handle those. So that will be anyways a special case. But for about the other ones, I just had this thought, so I thought I would discuss this with you.
Yeah, we don't have a good name for that. But you need to make sure when you use the word transitivity, it is underspecified. You need to always say, is it transitivity among repertoire elements, that is code points, or is it transitivity among variant labels? In those, there are some mappings that destroy the transitivity of variants, simply destroy them. And those are the ones we're discussing here. And our thinking is that we would like to index a variant calculation as a strong requirement to evaluate an LGR and to see whether it allows the index value, the index variant calculation. And if it does allow an index variant calculation, then and this is the reason why we have further review needed as part of our document. We think it may be acceptable to not actually generate fully transitive sets of variant labels in the non-recursive case because but fully the invalid but the non-transitive part of variant label set turn out to be in many cases unreachable for other reasons. So they're kind of formally non-transitive, but they do not impact things. And we are, I guess, still at the stage where we are trying to find out whether our assumption that in this case it's safe to ignore the formal issue of variant label transitivity for those special types of variants is correct, or whether there's some edge case we haven't discovered yet that makes that conclusion invalid. So that's the unfortunate side, is that we really we think we have an answer, but we're leaving a back door open at this point over the next few weeks in parallel to whatever other process we're doing on the LZRs. We're going to double check our assumptions, and we may end up finding a logic flaw in our analysis, in which case we have to retract it. But at the moment, we think that it may in fact be possible to separate the two issues of variant label transitivity and index variant generation, and only require index variant generation. I think it's probably time to go, just from the, so we have some time for discussion, go to the third point. That's the one I understand the least about your script boundary establishment question.
Before we go there, I was going to say something, but just hasn't said. I think as long as we address the NUCTA situation, I think everyone seems to be in agreement to fix that NUCTA situation. I think part of the IP is kind of thinking that if added to the LGR, reference document that was explaining what we have on this invariant analysis that the IP created, if that could be added to the LGR as a reference, it may be in fact sufficient to proceed, at least for now.
So let me, good point, Michelle. Let me add to that. So what Michelle means, essentially, in order for an LGR to be acceptable, it has to be justified. And one of the justifications would be an analysis document that proves that even sets are not transitive in all cases, it is relevant for those particular cases because index variant generation can still work. And effectively, the integration panel document is such a proof, and so one of the options might be, one of the practical options might be for the document either to be added to be published LGR documenting the IP's review, or a version of it could be created by the generation panel and added as an appendix to the specific LGR documenting why the generation panel feels that particular LGR is workable. And let's keep that in mind, and then let's talk about the skip boundary issue.
So shall I take up the skip boundary discussion?
Yes, go ahead.
So related to the script boundary establishment, it again stems from the factor that in certain cases we need to really mention all the kinds of possible transitive variants, and that sometimes necessitates that we introduce some sequences in a particular script LGR, which could be there only for the sake of transitivity completion requirements, but that makes them essentially part of a particular script LGR, and there could be valids where that might end up passing as a valid label just because that cross-script, that supposedly cross-script variant which is there when there is an individual LGR, but that status goes away when everything goes into the common LGR, and we might end up validating for a particular script, a particular label which has a cross mixed script label, and for to avoid doing that, there was probably one of the suggestions where we introduce a specific rule which will kind of bar the cross script aspect of it. So one of the discussions related to that was can we introduce at a global level the boundaries of a particular script, which when established would mean that any label that comes with a particular script and contains a code point outside the boundary, that should be considered as out of the repertoire variant, which was actually the privilege of the individual script LGR, but that got taken away when everything got merged into the common. So this is in a way a way of establishing that out of repertoire status to some of the code points mentioned in particular script LGR only for variant sake or something.
Asmus, if you're speaking, we cannot hear you. So I guess over to IP to respond.
I was able to hear very clearly Asmus with the problem.
The same here. I can hear Asmus very well.
Okay.
So maybe I also can hear Asmus clearly.
Yeah, Vimal, you couldn't hear?
Okay. Anybody can hear me?
No, we
can
hear
you.
Okay.
Yeah, now we can. So let me start over again. We need to remember what the LGR consists of. It has two types of files. It has a common LGR, and it has the individual element LGRs. And when it's a label, it's a two-step process. So first, you open it with the individual LGR and validate whether its code points are in fact members of the given LGR. It is not just simply a script issue, because in the case of the CJK LGRs, they actually share, not fully, but they share an overlapping set of code points. And something not captured by a simple interval. And so we need a full listing of code points, and we already have that, and that's called the element LGR. And element LGR is pretty much exactly the same as the proposal LGR. So step one, take a label, you run it through the proposed LGR, and you come out with whether it is valid or not. If it is valid, then you do collision detection against existing labels, and these labels can come from all the scripts because we have cross-script variants. So what you do is you use the common LGR to do an index variant calculation. And you calculate an index variant from the common LGR, compare it to all the other index variants from all the other labels, and if there is a match, the label gets rejected. That's how the proceeds. And because of cross-script variants, it is actually a feature of the common LGR that it doesn't have script boundaries, because you don't want to reject. So when you run a Sinhala label, you want to not reject an index variant that might contain Devanagari code points, because or Gurmukhi code points or Kannada code points, because the index variant may be the values of the index variant may even work out to be that the index variant is formally a mixed script variant. It doesn't have to be valid. It just has to be unique. So my reaction to this particular segment of the document is I fail to understand the benefits given that we have the element LGRs as an integral part of the roots on LGR.
I guess so. This clarity was not there, so I totally withdraw this point because I thought that there is only a common LGR that does the validation as well as variance generation aspect of it. So if there is any way of validation with the element LGR first, and then the common LGR comes into picture only for the variant matching index variant calculation point of view, then we are better off without this point. So I totally take back this point. My initial understanding was there is only common, that's why this was there.
Okay. I suspected as much. Just for your information, the whole process of how the LGR is intended to be used is, in fact, documented as part of LGR 2. Want to read up on it. Okay, so we have, with this point, let's bring up this point in the specific issues of the noctavarian, and I think the second specific issue is again tied to your understanding of the common LGR. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last specific issue is general, and there's an unmentioned issue at the bottom that you didn't write about that we should add to the discussion, which is the what do we do about single code point cross-skipped variants. Single code point, I mean two scripts are connected by a single code point. And that is an issue that we have raised from the IP, is that we have essentially evolved a precedent that we encourage definition of where there's only a single code point or any other form of minimal overlap between scripts. One of the reasons is that about 90% of all scripts in the world have a circle as one of their letters. If we formally declare that two scripts are cross-script variants, we have a precedent of not processing those scripts until all connected scripts can be processed simultaneously. If we followed that strictly with single code point variants, we would end up with not being able to process any script at all until those 90% of all scripts are all finished. I think that is not practical. And I think let Michel speak to that. He has a very good way of expressing it.
You put me on the spot. The precedent was really the O, and I can... Yeah, let me just a second. I'm not finding my mail where I wrote that, so.
So can I come in till the time Michel finds the
doctor?
So in case of the single code point, that this is actually the th character that we are talking about between the two scripts. And so we had some discussions. I really couldn't catch what was your recommendation as much, whether we should include that as a part of the cross script or we should not, means to step away from this problem of having to wait for 90% of the scripts to complete. What was your specific recommendation? Should we include them or not? If I'm not wrong, including them would be the more restrictive approach and probably advisable.
Okay. I have found Michel managed to write an email to the integration panel recently where he put it in a single sentence. I'm going to read that sentence because, or actually two sentences that really express it. Still cross script variant would create a present with a pathological case of the letter O, the circle, which is found in so many scripts, whether it's an O or some other circle. It involved dozens of unrelated scripts. Including single code cross script variants is a compromise between a very small gain in safety versus added complexity. Therefore, single cross-skip variants are a bad idea. And so the operative point from the IP perspective is the fact that, technically speaking, the more blocked variants you throw into the system, the more conservative it becomes. Each time you add a variant, especially if you tie otherwise unrelated scripts together, you increase the overall complexity and interdependency of the system. And at some point, that complexity has a cost. And if you look at the procedure, it is quite clear it wants both simplicity and conservatism. It also has a third principle which may come into play, is that don't want to include something or exclude something in a way that it would completely mystify the native user. So if leaving out the variants makes the system look really broken to the native user, then we should think about it. But on the other hand, if leaving out reduces interdependency among not so closely related scripts, that and the gain in security is relatively minor because so few labels can be constructed that would actually spoof each other, then the IP tends to want to stick with this precedent, which is to say, if the overlap between two scripts is very minimal, and the scripts are not otherwise related. So, for instance, I forgot the name for it. There's this, on Devanagari, there's this bar at the top of the letters. And if you have another script that has the same bar, then you can say that typography is really related. So if you have a few small cases, there's an overlap. Maybe that's a stronger case than if you find a random shape that just happens to look like some other random shape in a completely unrelated script. So it's a little bit of a constant judgment call.
Also, I mean, you have to remember that to be confusable, to get a situation, you have to use only that character on multiple times. You cannot mix with any other character, so the only label that would be confusable would be basically a sequence of that single confusable character. So that is a label confusability. It's not a code point confusability.
Very good. It means you have a single code point labels that can ever be confused. If it was asked, it would be 53. In the case of Devanagari, it's probably 57 because of the way the code works. At the extreme case of all the millions of labels we can generate, at most 57 would be affected by this rule. And that's the other kind of calculation we're trying to do. Is if you're adding something into the LGR, that's pretty heavy duty, and you want to do this for something that's generic and a real issue.
Hi, can I come in? Akshat here.
Yes, please.
So this particular case that we are discussing is actually a consonant, and we had exactly this kind of discussions even within the NBGP. That apparently having a single code point and leaving it out doesn't appear to be a lot of cost. But exactly the way Michel put it, if we think about in terms of labels, it can generate many number of labels which would exactly look alike and across the scripts.
57.
Seriously constrained by the IDNF protocol's ability to go beyond.
It can. You're talking about label ta 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 ta. You know, those are the only ones.
Exactly, but those are potentially many number. And actually, I wanted to.
No. That's
actually the way. If I'm not wrong.
Finishing as. It cannot be mixed with finishing as.
Michelle's trying to say, the minute you add any other code point to a label, it's different. You can only have the label ta or the.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying. It presupposes that there is no other cross script variant at all between the two scripts. If that is the case, yes. But even with the single ta, I don't think the way IDNA protocol has been designed, if the more number of same character we increase, it really doesn't proportionately increase the Unicode length. So same characters getting concatenated, that really generate a very small IDNA string. So that still remains within the IDNA protocol boundary, if I'm not wrong. That's academic discussion.
Links 1 through 57.
Sorry, actually, your voice was broken.
Between 1 and 57, that's the length you can get.
And actually, but the point here is actually there is recently a case of one generic top-level domain, which is getting a lot of traction in India, at least in terms of advertising space. Which is a .000 itself is a top-level domain, and it is getting projected like anything. And that itself is a case which exactly matches with the th case that we are discussing. So we already have a live example where it is actually posing a very serious cross-script similarity issue already.
Okay. Yes. Who wants to speak right now?
Yeah, this is Dr. Shambhavan. Can I come in?
Go ahead, Shambhavan.
Yeah, this is just to add a few more points to Akshat's suggestion regarding the single character variant. Sometimes in Indian languages, I'm seeing there are a lot of abbreviations are happening. If there is three words or something which are starting with the same kind of character, that would be abbreviated as single tone, like ka, ka, ka. Suppose in Tamil, I would say something like kappal, kadal, something like kaval. So people used to say ka, ka, ka. Such kind of generations are also happening in Indian languages. So there could be some chance that it can be, projected as a kind of, it can be formed as a kind of domain names or something. So it is better we should restrict them.
Okay, so basically, hear your position on that one. It should be so. What we are striving for is generally a balance between what to put on GR and what to leave to other parts of the process. Now, for the top-level domains, we know there will be a very intense manual phase of string review deploying an application. And we would think that for the root zone, at least, taking care of very isolated cases with a rule in the LGR is not as necessary, as long as we write down somewhere, guys, look out for the case and do that manually. For instance, however, I could concede that there is a good question to be asked: what happens if we take the root zone mechanism and apply it to the second level? We don't want that those mechanisms to be necessarily very different, and we should take that in consideration. For the spoofing to work, one of the things that is required is that the two code points that are confusable are very strongly similar, because the longer label is if a script, the typical font for a script looks slightly different from the typical font for regular text. Say if the Devanagari and Gurmukhi had fonts that look slightly different for an individual letter, the longer a string you make in the various cases, the more obvious the differences become. So, yes, yeah, so we should look at that to see whether we want to stick with our precedent. One of the issues we have on our end that is that we have accepted various scripts into the LGR already, where we have applied similar limitations. And we need to, we would need a strong argument why the Neo-Brahmi case is different, or the Devanagari case, or whichever script was affected, is different enough to break with that. As otherwise, we don't have a very clear demarcation line why we do this in some scripts and others. If we open this as a generic precedent, then we do have the issue that the majority of scripts has a circle, and that means that the majority of scripts would all be confusable with each other based on a single shape. And that is a consequence of that position that we would not. Let me turn over to Michelle. Do you have any more remarks on that?
No, I mean, I think you phrase up pretty well what our position is. I mean, we understand it could be an issue in second level. I don't think, you know, it's an issue again on the root, because now that, you know, someone is using the triple O as a domain name, obviously that's blocking anybody else to use it, that's for sure. So that would be restricted to the triple O for Latin, and nobody else would ever get that one. But, nothing to add here, frankly.
So yeah, so it's a balance. We basically say it's a balance between whether to bake this into the LGR or to take, because it connects more scripts than strictly necessary, and it deals with a small number of pathological cases. I think if you preferred basically not to have single script ones, if you wanted to propose them, you would have to give that particular case is deemed dissent. I think review that argument. That do the IT members think that is a false statement, or do we more strongly say just no?
This is fine.
Hello, this is Kuldeep from Odia.
Kuldeep, please go ahead. Could you speak a bit louder? You're coming in a little faintly. Thank you.
Exactly. Even I couldn't hear anything, Kuldeep. Can you please be louder?
Sure, sir.
Okay.
No?
Go ahead, Kuldeep.
This is regarding the same which we are discussing regarding the singleton the point. What is happening, like we are dependent on MSR document while preparing the LGR. So for Uriah we have 0B 20, and in Malayalam we have 0D20, and maybe later, maybe after 10-15 years, if one of the letter is not been used in modern days, then it might be get omitted from the MSR. In that case, what will happen? This is for my knowledge purpose. I want to know, since it's a big forum to ask. It's a great pleasure to know more into it. I hope I'm able to make the questions properly.
Right. So, Ashish, want to respond?
Can you repeat the code numbers you were giving?
This is again the same code which we are discussing, Uri and Malayalam, single tone cross script code, like 0B20 for Uriya and 0D20 for Malayalam. It's exactly the same. And we are trying to decide it as a variant and word with the variant in LGR, and later maybe after 10-15 years one of the letter goes not been used in modern days or the present use. In that case not we have available in MSR document, and then had we ignored from the facilities. In that case, for example, if in Uriya it has not been used, might impact in Malayalam and vice versa. So, is my understanding is correct in that case? Will that happen that way, or it will still remain?
So we have
Tukumbani and Zvera, by the way, if you want to know.
Zero two, okay.
So it's a Malayalam sign and Uzvara on the Oriya sign and Uzvara.
Okay, we have a single combining mark between scripts and other variant. We rule that out strictly because with a single combining mark, you cannot create a full label. And
as a problem, I suppose I'm not even sure that is part of the single script variant discussion. It could be just the regular, obviously as a single script variant, that's totally out. You're right.
As a single code point, anytime the cross-script variants are limited to only combining marks, they can be completely ignored because you cannot create a full label.
Sorry, this is Saman. Just sorry to cut in, but this is a LO letter category code point. These are circles, the two circles, one in Oriya and one in
Malayalam. Zero or 02. That's the question we were kind of struggling here with.
It's 0B20 and 0D20. I typed that into the chat box.
Okay.
Both of them are letters, and they look like circles.
Sorry.
This is the letter Ka.
Okay.
And we have we basically say there are so many scripts that have a circle that we rather have not be generically in all the LGRs because it ties together all the scripts. And while the Oriya and Malayalam can be processed together, there's many other scripts that have a single circle. And we felt that because the circle is such a common overlap among otherwise unrelated scripts, that we basically just warn everybody that, if you deal with circles, you have issues.
Okay. So we're actually now running over time. I also want to remind everybody that maybe we can probably go for another few minutes, maybe 10 minutes or so. But let's try to conclude the discussion. I think I heard somebody else, perhaps Veena also, speak. Does anybody else want to come in before maybe we can move towards concluding this discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point. Obviously, sorry for the confusion before. If the circle is part of more confusable between two scripts, obviously you add the circle to the list, but if it's the only one, you don't do it. That's kind of what we're saying. And then you would put, like, for example, between those two scripts here and the Neo-Brahmi that have a circle, the circle would be part of the list of confusable, but it will not be exported if you want to script outside Neo-Brahmi. You will not be confusing with the Latin O or the Greek O or the Cyrillic O. You will just be confusing. You will have a confusability list of the O between Oya and the other one. I can't remember the other script that had O as well.
Malayalam.
If Oya and Malayalam have more than the O, I mean, sorry to use the O here, but as confusable, then it's okay to add it as well. But if it's the only one, you don't do it. That's kind of our position.
This is Akshat. Can I come in?
Go ahead, Akshat.
Yeah, actually two things I wanted to ask Asmus about. When you say that if we tie up two scripts together and if we end up tying most of the script together, there is a cost involved. If we can get some clarity on this, what exactly is what we're talking about, in what cost in terms of what? And to the point that Michelle said that we can say that there is a confusability between probably Odia and Malayalam, but not between the Latin and everything. But if I'm not wrong, when everything goes into the root zone, and it all depends on the policy that a particular GTLD adopts, that what kind of second level domains I'm going to allocate under me. So for example, if there is a as a new GTLD opted in, say, Malayalam, and they allow Latin second level domains. So that entire URL which will be made up will be candidate confusable totally with Latin, for example. So I really don't think we can distinction over here about only related scripts being confusable with one another and not the other ones.
Call what you wish for. This is what we're saying. Because if you want to make variants with the Latin script, go right ahead, but then that means that you will wait with the LGR until the Latin script is finished. At the moment, it looks like there may be the last one ever finished. We have a very strict policy. Scripts are related, that we only process them at the same time.
Asmus, just one quick follow-up on this particular part. So if we in a particular script which is going ahead of the other one, can it not work if we just take conservative approach, which is more secure, then we just go ahead and implement that? Probably when the Latin gets evaluated, they might say that this restriction is probably needed or not needed. If they say needed, no problems. We just stick to what we already have. If they say that it is not needed, then it's actually a kind of reverse change, which is kind of going from more secure to less secure, which is kind of, if I'm not wrong, permissible within the process. It's the reverse which is not expected, that you take a liberal approach first and then go more secure, because that actually marks the failure of the process. But I guess can work, right?
That's just a very clever argument. I just want to point out to you that the Ethiopic 1-2 delta 0 also is a circle, although the standard font I'm using shows it slightly squished, but it's a circle. Anyway, The clever argument is that, yes, it would, if another GP does not agree with a blocked mapping cross script, then would be a change would be permissible. However, in our process, it's a little difficult because who would make the change? Once the Devanagari LGR is approved and published, there is no necessity the Devanagari generation panel is active. And so we would, in many scripts, we've seen the generation panels disappear right after the script gets approved. And there's nobody there to agree to make the change. And the integration panel is not allowed to move at them. So that's interesting. The integration panel can just basically not make certain changes. So that makes the rules in our process make that a little bit difficult, but I think let's leave it at the state. If you're making some arguments, you're clearly not agreeing with the IP's default position, and the way to resolve this is for the generation panel to actually write a careful reasoned justification for why it takes certain actions. And then the role of the integration panel is to look at those recent arguments and see if we find that there are sufficient justification in accepting them or whether they need to go back for more discussion. I think that is our process and we should stick to it. So at this, so for this discussion, I think that has to be our conclusion. If you agree with our precedent and our understanding of it, then please write down very carefully why you think it is valuable to have these things in the LGR and why you think it's valuable to have it between Oriya and Malayalam but not in Latin. That gives us a basis to review, because remember, the integration panel's task is to review. It's the generation panels who write the LGRs.
Okay, so Sarvat again. So I think let's try to conclude this discussion. Regarding the current point on single cross-script variant labels, I think we have a clear direction for generation panel. I think the IP's recommended position is that since they create complexity, they may actually be taken out. But if the generation panel wants to keep these single character labels, they should include in their proposal a careful articulation of why those are necessary. Then I guess the integration panel will review that argument. Otherwise, the generation panel can actually take these out, still mark them as possible variants, but not include them in the normative definition and in the XML, but they could still include them in the proposal and say that since these are singletons, therefore they're not considered. So those are two paths forward for this particular issue. For the generation panels. In any case, I think the third path, which is not probably apparent possible through this discussion, is that generation panels do not add additional explanation, but still add keep the single cross-script variants and do not add any additional explanation for why they want to keep it after this discussion. That actually
yes.
Won't be a reasonable reform.
Yeah, but still, Samad, if they do single script, for example, in the case of the B20, you know, the O sign, then, you know, if you start to entertain this kind of confusability, you have to be comprehensive. So if you start to have the O as a possible confusable between scripts, you know, or you want to make the case for single code point confusable, then you have to examine all the O from all the scripts in the MSR, even the one that don't have NGR today, and make your case for it.
Right.
So you have to
Yes, thank you, Michelle. So I guess that should also be noted by the generation panel.
Yes.
That
not only that, is the desire from the generation panel to introduce the variants only inside the NeoBrahmi script and not with other scripts. And if that desire exists, then it needs to be it would need to be justified. So.
Okay, understood. So
yeah.
I think is this generally clear? And any comments from the NBGP members?
Salman, Ajay Data here. I want to come in before we close the call. I think we understood it very clearly. Just want to ask a very simple question to understand so everyone is on the same page. If we accept the recommendation of IP for single character issue, then are we losing the creativity part of the people who are trying to register, or we need to compromise on that?
We're losing
right.
What?
So, the innovation, creativity, ability to make more variants, I guess, from what I understand, it would be ability to make more possible variants. I think this particular solution, which IP is suggesting, would probably go more in that direction rather than less in that direction.
I would basically say if the proper thing, even if the new generation panel decides to drop singleton variants, the proper thing would be to document them there carefully as existing, in terms of it's common to many LGRs that they provide formal variants but also a list of other close calls that were not formally included. And I'd expect singletons to show up in such a list as we looked at this, we decided not to put it in the LGR to not tie these scripts together based on a single code point, but the issue exists and needs to be addressed in string review. That would be what I would expect to see in the case that the GP decides against singletons. If they decide in favor, I would like to see the kind of comprehensive analysis that Michelle suggested, then very careful analysis of why particular script pairs are particularly critical and need an exception. Because we from the IP need a justification to break with our existing precedent.
So, Sarmad, my question was in a group actually. So, I know we are extending the capability of more creativity and innovation from this point of view. And here that I hope we are not compromising on the stability of the entire procedure here because we have not yet experienced the real impact of many TLDs in these IDN domains. And if the community thinks it otherwise, I hope then we do not get into the loop of discussing this endlessly and it does not end anywhere.
Okay, so any other comments from GP on this particular item? I want to jump back to the previous item to close that as well. But let's close this. Any last comments?
Hi, this is Akshat. Can I come in?
Yes, Akshat, last comment, and then we move back to the previous issue. Thank you.
very quickly, I will anyways discuss this within the NBGP, but I think even if NBGP happens to propose these as a part of normative variants, which will anyways be finally decided by the IP, I guess it will only be within the Neo-Brahmi generation scripts and not probably with Ethiopian or Latin or anything that we have not yet seen. So that could be something that we might end up deciding. It's just something that comes off the top of my head on this particular point.
Sorry. Whatever you decide, write a justification. If you just we'll probably send it back to get a justification.
Sure. We'll try to justify it as much as possible.
That's the key point. Good. Let's go back to Sarmat. Which issues were you going to close next?
So the first topic which we were discussing about the feedback which IP has given to the generation panel, where in the three cases, Tamil, Malayalam, and Devanagari, there were multiple options given. From what I understand, even though they are options, not all of them are as preferred. So can we possibly conclude from either GP or IP which options are preferable? Because we understand the issue. I think we did discuss the issues, but we didn't really come on the discussion on how to close those issues regarding updating the documents and submitting them so that we move on to the next stage for these proposals. So I want to come back to those that discussion and maybe ask first IP on whether they have a preferred position which they would like GP to take, and then GP to respond to that as well, and then conclude. Thank you.
In general, I can say this. Wherever we are there's very few cases where we have a strongly final preferred. The Nukta variant is one where we prefer the option dash 2. I think that is quite
4.2. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite clear. For many of the other ones, you see notices on some options, like possibly not a good solution or further review needed. In those cases, we are not necessarily agreed on for solution. And we can't close the issue that way. It is what we would expect the generation panel to do, is to look at the analysis. If they pick one of the options, to describe and justify why that particular option seems to them the correct one, then we can review the justification. And we can, in the meantime, also continue our evaluation of those options and hopefully come to a closure. The case is one where we had a definite recommendation in favor of 4-2, which is to have the added to the variant. We have two other variant analysis documents. For Tamil, we have again two options, and on the second one, we say needs further review. I think the option should be chosen. See discussion for Devanagari, and the option should be chosen to be similar across the script. So that's for the generation panel to look at. And in Malayalam, we have also two options. Here we cannot decide because it depends on the choice the Federation panel would like to make. One option would restrict the valid label. That, of course, would affect what would be done in the LGR. And we cannot decide that. That it has to be something that the generation panel looks at. And the other option is to put a restriction on the variant with the contact rule. And its own issues. This generation panel has to look at the two options and see which one has is more acceptable and give us a justification why they think they prefer one option over the other.
This is Ina, and I'm handling Malayalam. Actually, I had a discussion with the community with both cases, and what they are saying is if we restrict it, it will cause a lot of problem in the future because these LGRs are permanent. So they are telling me not to declare it as a variant, but that causes a lot of spoofing because these double consonant is very much used a lot in Malayalam. So I'm kind of in a confused state right now because the community is not at all accepting the variant declaration.
Okay. It's an interesting issue. If it's a lot of spoofing, then that means you need to have the a variant of some form. You should be. Evaluate option one, which is to boost the variant that definition is where it's not following consonant or halan, and remove some of the technical issues with the variant declaration. It still allows many important cases to protect against spoofing. What I don't understand is how often the cases occur that have the full consonant in a row.
Actually, the cases are most of them are like in common dialect. There is a variation of how these labels are written. So that's the only places where that sequence occurs. So the community wants to include those in the domain name. So there will be restriction. If there is a restriction, those will not be made into domains, also domain names or labels. So they are telling me to remove restriction altogether, but that leaves spoofing in like open for spoofing.
Right. So the two options we have. Option two would have reduced the number of available labels directly, and I understand that is not acceptable. And option one. Option one is limiting the effect of the variant slightly. If you work that through, it still leaves the variant, but it doesn't activate it as much. And it would reduce if you could evaluate to see how much reduction in spoofing you get if you so. I think wording of option one is maybe too imprecise. It says restricting the variant, but a context rule on the variant itself. Mm-hmm. The variant is defined only the variant mapping is defined only if it occurs initially in the sequence.
Okay.
The first two.
in, and if you have three, you don't get the issue of trying to figure out which of the three it refers to. The variant definition only applies to the beginning of the cluster. And that means, of course, it handles all the short clusters correctly, and the longer ones it doesn't handle, but there may be rare enough that we can deal with that other ways. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll have to check with some labels and see which one is more acceptable, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to make sure that the word restrict in option one does not restrict labels directly, it just restricts the places where you can use the variant definition.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, I'll have to look at that again, because I think that will be better than not allowing creativity, because altogether blocking will restrict a lot of new kind of labels which will come in the future maybe.
Are you still discussing 4.1, 4.2?
We're in Malayalam, option 1 and option 2.
Then I don't know what you're talking about. That's okay.
Yeah, so I think the option one may compromise between allowing, by creativity, you mean maximizing the number of available labels.
Yeah.
But you don't want to maximize spoofing, so
yes.
You want to maximize the number of possible labels that are not spoofed.
Yeah.
Of existing labels.
Yeah.
And I think option one will do that for you.
Yeah, I think that will be the better one right now, thinking about it, because community will also kind of agree to that.
So you need to compare this to option 4.2 in the Renagria case, where we said there was a not when rule that was applied to the variant. So it's a not when rule would be not when following OD33 or Halant.
Okay.
That not when rule applies to variant mapping itself, not to any code points.
Okay.
Yeah, this is acceptable. I'm fine with 4.2. I'll add that soon.
So are we, does that clarify the issue with Malayalam for now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we have Malayalam is addressed, and I think Akshat came in and said 4.2 option is okay for Devanagari. Shanmugam, if you're still online, do you have any question regarding Tamil, or do you understand how to proceed for that as well?
I just wanted one to come in for Devanagari for a bit.
Okay, sure. Please go ahead, Akshat.
Yeah, so for Devanagari, regarding 4.2, I'm fine that I'll probably add that. However, for other options, ambiguity still exists, and my current stand is probably, since anyways, most of those don't pose any problems, I'll say that I'll take the position that do nothing is what suits that. I just wanted to know from IP whether the explanation that is needed to be in the form of a response document to IP, or IP wants it to be documented as a part of the LGR itself.
So here's the thing. The do-nothing option means we can do a do-nothing because we can verify that the index variant generation is not affected. And should be part of the LGR, saying that somebody reviewed this LGR and these mappings and verified that even though the variant label set is not completely transitive with these mappings, index variant generation is still possible. That statement has to be in the LGR somewhere. And we probably will add our own review statement on top of that, but I think the Genetics panel should put that into their document justifying their choice of variants.
Okay, I'll try to do that. It's just that then that actually happens too much within the domain of identifying what is the index variant and writing something more normatively about it. So I'm not sure whether we are in a good position to speak authoritatively about index variant per se.
That is a good point. The compromise might be that you refer to the discussion that we were having, and we're collectively agreed that these work out, and that it's up to us to describe the index variant generation. We already described index variant generation a little bit in the LGR overview document for LGR 2, and we should probably be a bit more specific in LGR 3 what that means to allow that to be
Okay, great.
Dr. Sarman, this is Shanmugam here. Can I come in?
Yes, yes, Shanmugam. Any questions on Tamil and how you'd like to proceed? Do you have clarity, or would you have any questions for IP?
Yeah, just a feedback, actually. It's not a question. Anyway, my question was already asked by Akshat, because even I thought of asking whether should it be a part of my proposal or should it be a part of my response document to IP. And I'm planning to go for option one, since the Akshat has also rightly pointed out generating the index variance, which will be a huge task, which at this moment I don't think so. It is that much possible to complete the things in the limited number of time. So I would be going for option one along with that, and I will, as IP suggested, I would also write a justification why I'm going for that.
For Tamil, option one is being suggested. Any comments from IP side?
That sounds fine. We can proceed on that basis. As I mentioned before, we are always double-checking that our assumption is still correct. It's a difficult process to be absolutely sure, but at the moment we think these are the two options. So if the GP picks option one and justifies it, we can review that and work on that basis.
Okay. So I think that really does address most of the items we needed to. I think it was a very useful conversation. It is recorded, so we'll share it with NBGP in case you want to revert back to it, and in case you missed a point, listen to it to see how you would like to address your own script proposal. Any last comments, concluding comments from GP?
Nothing from
Okay. In that case, any concluding remarks from the IP members before we close the call? All right, so then I think we're all set. So thank you all for joining the call, the generation panel members, and also the integration panel members. We will now close the call for the IP members. There was some conversation going on whether the GP members would like to continue or not. Just want to ask the GP members if they would like to continue, but in any case, thank you, the IP members. You may actually now, you could drop off from this call, and we'll end the call in case the GP members want to continue later. We can continue this call if the GP members want to continue for a short time, even now. So how would you like to proceed?
Thank you so much.
So definitely, Sharma, thank you. We can discuss right now, and I think definitely, but we need a call tomorrow to be scheduled to involve everyone else who is not here. And do you want us to disconnect and reconnect this room, or how do you want to do it?
No, I think it's better to continue, but may I request the IP members to disconnect so that we can continue our private call with the GP members.
So we can thank them. Thank you, IP members, to join this call and guiding us through what is the way out and giving the options. Let us select them and come back to you. Thank you very much.
So I think we are everybody is gone except. Thank you, Mark. Bye. So all the IP members are.
चल रहा है वो इमीडिएटली थोड़ी सी गर्मी लग रही है
सो गॉन
पांच
सात दिन में इसमें यहाँ का मतलब मेरे ख्याल में इतना
ओके सो वी ओनली हैव जीपी मेंबर्स नाउ सो ओवर टू यू डॉक्टर डेटा
सो शर्मा माय पॉइंट इज वेरी क्लियर दैट आई डोंट थिंक देयर इज अ मच डिस्कशन विल बी रिक्वायर्ड आउट हियर द question on the stability side and security side was in the mind probably in Akshat's view and Veena's view and the chat we are seeing and if we are okay with that kind of exception to be made and find out the rule then I think our approach should be to close it faster and see that globally we are adhering to what every script is following and then until unless we have a very strong case to justify. What I am presuming right now is that we will go a lot of back and forth on the justification right now because we will be going against the wind as of now. Akshat, do you want to say something and then we hear everybody and to conclude it?
I guess with the IP, in terms of specific variant discussion, there was quite a bit of agreement in terms of what approaches the individual script leaders are taking and what they think is right. However, IP itself says that they are not yet finalized and they're still in the process of reviewing. So our stand we have made clear in terms of variants and which options we are going to opt. So I really don't think ball at this point is in our court in terms of those variants. However, in case of singleton variants, which is third variant, the field is quite still open. And I think from our script point of view, so there are multiple things related to this. So this is specifically about a third variant which looks like zero, and I'm not sure whether this kind of analysis has been done where a particular character in our scripts looks like any character in any other scripts which is again not part of the NDGP. So this is actually not only a discussion about third character, but this is actually a very open-ended discussion about matching every script with every other script, which we are anyways not going to do. But I think what we can do and what we should do is what we see as an apparent similarity, which is extreme similarity in case of Malayalam and Odia third character. We should definitely recommend them as variants. And this is only a relationship between these two scripts. We are not going into the domain of Ethiopian and Latin. Probably if IP comes back on that there are these characters, then we'll probably think about it at that point. But anyway, cross script similarity, which is actually an inter-panel discussion, is something that probably has not yet happened for any other panels apart from probably CJK, which anyways are related in some manner. So at this point on singletons, we can go ahead with the third recommendation only within the two scripts that are under the purview of NBGP, and let's see what IP has to say about it.
Right. So I think this is Sarmad. I'd like to come in. So if I can share actually a link with you, there's actually an analysis on this by the Unicode. It's a file which is called confusables.txt. I'll share the link here in the file. I was just looking at confusables with 006F, which is the Latin small letter O. And there are, let's see how many, 1586 matches. No, it's not that many actually, sorry. Smaller. 73 matches. So that's still significant.
That's a very big number, yeah. But if you see most of them...
And we're looking at mathematical symbols. There is Sinhala, Devanagari, Malayalam, Kannada, Telugu, Latin, Greek, Georgian, Armenian, Hebrew, Arabic. So it's Myanmar. It's all over the place. So I think what you are suggesting is fine. I think what Arab, what the IP was saying was that if you keep these variants and you want to restrict them within NBGP context, they would need a very strong argument in the LGR proposal itself for Oriya and Malayalam both, I guess, where it very clearly justifies why it is limited only to Malayalam and Oriya, and does this analysis does not go beyond these two scripts into these all other confusability cases which I just shared and which are some of which are listed in confusables.txt. There may actually be more than those as well, because confusables.txt is also not something which is complete at this time, I would say. Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Sarmad, actually, I kind of agree with you, but then actually, if we are talking about confusables.txt, then what the question that we should really be asking ourselves is, have we done this analysis for all the kinds of possible code points within the NBGP? And probably the answer is no. So, probably we have not done this for any other kinds of code points as well. So, this discussion is anyway not specific to TR, if I'm not wrong. And regarding the question that why we want to restrict it only to these scripts is probably because in this panel we only have expertise for these scripts. So do you think that is a reason enough to give in why only these two scripts? Because there could be thousands of characters matching with some of the NBGP characters, but we really don't have expertise available. Actually, this is a question which should be addressed at a higher level, probably at a different panel discussion, which talks about cross-script similarity and handling them.
Well, so again, just to respond to that, I think, first of all, obviously it is the GP's mandate to do the cross-script, well, all the variants, such variants. It's not really IP's mandate, or there is actually following the LGR procedure, there is no other process, right? It is really the content has to be generated by the generation panels, and IP only reviews that content. I think those are the only two options available. So right. Since this is part of the content, then this really must be generated through the generation panel itself. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the other is that, related to your earlier query, of course, NBGP does have expertise, at least in Latin, if not other scripts.
Yes.
And you're still not including O letter O, for example, as a cross-script variant. And then again, I think it starts becoming very quickly, it's a slippery slope, where do we stop? But in any case, I think the IP's left that door open for the generation panel. They're saying they're willing to consider it as long as the generation panel can make a reasonable argument. Also, the third thing which really we should note is that we're not really needed to do this kind of analysis for all scripts. And the reason for that is because we're really looking for variants which are larger in numbers across different scripts, and that's precisely why IP is actually pointing out this case, is that if we start looking at singleton kind of cases, then the scope builds up significantly, and then we will need to look at all the characters for all the languages, why not just for example. It could be a vertical line, it could be a horizontal line. There are many other cases which could be possible in other scripts. But if we say that we are not looking at single characters because they cannot form a significant number of meaningful labels, then we contain the scope and we only look at those scripts which have multiple labels at hand, multiple code points which are cross-script variants at hand, and just note these cases but not include them in normative definition. So in any case, I think if we include this, we are in a way opening the door for such analysis for other characters across multiple scripts as well. But in any case, those are options which are available for generation panel, and IP is not saying you cannot do it. IP is just saying that if you want to do it, please document a very good justification on why this should be limited to just the NVGP scripts. Thank you. And I think it's really up to them to eventually decide whether that justification is, relevant. I unfortunately cannot say anything on their behalf. Thank you.
Sarmad, I want to come here.
Of course, Sarmad. Go ahead.
The key is, I don't want to get into a trap of mail trail going back and forward, and ultimately no justification is accepted.
Yes, that is a possible scenario.
So, and that's where I am having my doubts on when they have a stand, any justification is really worthy justification or not. If we want, we can have it a try, but that might be just a waste of time.
Again, as I said, this is totally up to the generation panel to decide.
So, Akshat, that's what I wanted to bring it to our everybody's knowledge, so that we do not land up doing something which is not accepted at the end. Your comment?
Yeah, I guess, so there are two things that are, like, there is something like creating the HDR, which is under the purview of GP, and finalizing it is under the purview of IP. I guess as a GP, we should try to propose what we think is right. Ultimately, anyways, IP will take a call which they think is in the best interest of everyone. I think I'm okay with I don't think it will snowball into a huge back and forth between IP and GP. It might get settled with one exchange of this. And I think we should still propose them and then let IP take a final call. And it could be anything which IP thinks correct. We should not contest that. But I think we should propose them.
Right. Akshat, this is Sarmad. I think that one cycle of that has actually already happened, right? You all have proposed this as a singleton cross-script variant, and IP has already come back and said that this should be taken out. So IP has already given a position on it. That was the first round of the previous round of feedback. So in the next round of feedback, if it is the same thing we are going to send without any additional justification which we did not have before, so I assume that saying that it is we're looking just at NB new Brahmi scripts, it is not really adding a new justification. It's actually the same justification which was in the previous version of the proposal. So unless there is a new and additional justification, I think you may actually get the same answer back as the previous version. So it will be a reiteration of the same process which already has actually happened once. Just a comment.
So not just that, Sarmad, because the tone, if I can understand it correctly, in this talk, this is now again reiterated during the call. So this is a second iteration in spite of our justifications and many arguments around that. My
right.
argument is that so the tone which I heard from IP is that you give your justification, that's fine, but it does not, and it should be very strong, it should be very worthy, and there are many conjuncts to it while even justification. It's not ending just by writing a justification, it needs to be approved, right, by the examiner. So it's like, I don't know how, I'm not having very good view. We might still have one more chance if Akshat, we think that we can really add more value to the justification. Otherwise, it's likely to go nowhere.
Actually, yes, I really don't want to push on this point for long. My only understanding is initially when we proposed them naively, whereas IP came back saying that this is probably, like for example, actually in this call that we came to know the actual reason why singletons are being discussed specifically by IP. There is no cycle of justification from our side that why we still think that this should be part of it with this understanding. I think we can just give it once and let IP come back on this justification, and then we can close this particular thing. Then we can probably move with mentioning that as a part of appendix, alluding to the IP response saying that this has larger ramifications, and that's why we preferred not to mention it. However, once at least they should go with our justification for why we think they should be part of it. Initially, we only proposed them naively without any understanding of the larger issues.
So let us do one thing then. So let us schedule a call, Sarmat, tomorrow for the evening. And Akshat, if you can do the original justification and the new justification on the mailing list for the arguments, please send us to the mailing list so that we can take a call, justify ourselves, and we think that we send that to IP. Is that okay?
We can do this quickly. That's not a problem. Yes.
Yeah. And if we are not having a consensus on the very strong justification, then we move to the suggested IP solution and then move in the direction. We decide this tomorrow.
We can, yeah.
Yeah. Is that okay, Sarmat?
Certainly, of course. So I'll schedule a call about 6 p.m. Indian time. Would work?
I would rather suggest 5:30 if it is okay, so Akshat and other everybody here, because I have a flight to catch at 7:30.
I'm okay with a very short call actually tomorrow, so 5:30
is
okay for me. 5:30
for half an hour.
Okay.
And Akshat, please send the revised justification tomorrow morning or whenever you get time and before the call.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, any other comments? Should we close the call?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Let's close the call.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk tomorrow. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much. Bye bye. Thank you.